You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us for our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates. Brian, appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, good afternoon, Steve.
Well, last week, some variations in the market and a lot of people showing concern. And I figured we'd take some time today to kind of follow up and talk about maybe some of the decisions that we may have made going through that and really how to deal with what we experienced moving forward.
Yeah, it's never a good thing, it seems, when the stock market is in the headlines. You know, it's usually not because the market's going up. And as you and I spoke about last week, we had a couple rough days in the market that did put the market top of the headlines. And I joked last week that I knew something was going on because I got a text message separately from my wife and my 15-year-old son saying, "Are you okay? Because I'm getting alerts on my phone about how the stock market's crashing." And we saw some articles after that, Steve, that were really exaggerating, I think, how much volatility we saw last week. But nevertheless, we did go through a few down days. And sometimes, you know, people who don't follow the market every day see a headline like that, and it can cause some fear, some panic, and maybe some irrational responses to market volatility, at least some questions, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and you know, it's actually kind of sad when I imagine in your world you hear some pretty disappointing news. I was talking to a friend this morning who had heard from a friend, you know, after the volatility last week, they pulled money out, and they're going to have a difficult time now. You know, so when do you jump back in? You know. And as we said, I think we said it last week, and it said regularly, I'm sure, in your world, Brian, I mean, if you're going to do that, you got to be right twice.
Yep, you have to be right on the way out. And then really the harder part, Steve, is getting back in. Getting out is not hard because you're getting out because you're afraid, and getting out relieves that feeling of fear. You feel like you've done something. You feel like the risk that your body was experiencing, that your mind was experiencing, is now away. It's really getting back in is very difficult. And you think of someone who might have sold during those down days we experienced, the market is now up 6-7% since then. So they're already probably kicking themselves. That does not mean the market can't recorrect and go down further. But the only way getting out and getting in is profitable is if you get back in lower. And I always tell people, so you are scared and you're now going to go back into the market when the news is worse, when the headlines are scarier. And when you're feeling more fear, it just seems unlikely. So that's why we so often talk, Steve, you and I, about, you know, just staying the course. And that's only possible if you have a strong investment strategy that's really designed to be properly diversified and to weather the ups and downs of the market. For most investors, that's by far the better way to approach investing.
Yeah. And the other thing that we've talked about from time to time is, I mean, you know, I don't know all the ins and outs and history and best practices and to find someone who is not going to have the emotion when something like that happens, that can calmly, with experience and maybe a better understanding, probably a better understanding, guide you through the current and next steps and just how important that is, Brian.
Yeah, and a good advisor, a good third party, like the team that we have at John Moore Associates, you know, our job is not to predict when these market changes will come, because they're often out of nowhere and they're sudden and they're based on data that you could not predict. So our job is more about, first off, preparing an investment strategy before the volatility that can weather volatility, ensuring that you don't have money at risk in investment markets that shouldn't be at risk, and then helping coach people. You know, we often serve as a behavioral counselor, you know, where it's not so much that we need to know the perfect investment every day, but if we can help investors from making big mistakes by overly responding to their emotions with actions that don't make sense, if we can avoid those mistakes, then the outcomes become much better. And I like to say, you know, it's not a problem that you feel fear when the market's down or you feel excitement when the market's up. that's normal. That just means you have a functioning human brain, and that's good for you, you know. But yeah. It's a problem when those emotions turn into actions that are then harmful to your financial future.
And you can say it better than I, Brian. What is it? Past performance is not indicative of a future payout.
Yeah. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. I always joke that I'm going to get a tattoo of that someday, since it's kind of the motto of our industry. But and it's really important. And the problem is, for some people, is maybe they did get out and get back in at a time that was constructive, that helped their portfolio. But again, even for them, you know, you can't guarantee you can do that on a consistent basis. That takes as much luck as anything else. But we're definitely expecting more of this kind of volatility, Steve. So if you're already feeling those emotions and you don't have someone to lean on, this is a great time to go to the Kingdom Advisors website, kingdomadvisors.com, and do an advisor search and see if you can find an advisor in your area who shares your values, who will give you advice based on biblical principles, and can help coach you through what could be a choppy few months here.
Yeah. And, you know, we've said it before too. I mean, looking at those biblical principles for investing in finance, they are transcendent. It's always something that you can count on, that is the Word of God, to find instruction in these areas.
Yeah, and that's actually a good reminder. We just put a blog post on our insights page, Steve, that our financial planner, Andy, from our Arizona office, he's a certified Kingdom Advisor. He wrote an outstanding post all about what really is biblical financial planning. How is it different than, you know, standard financial planning? And what can you expect if you work with an advisor such as a certified Kingdom Advisor who holds himself out as a biblical financial planner? So that's a great article. If you want to jump on our website, that's a really good guide to what you might expect.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up. As we typically do, at johnmoore.com on the Insights tab, and that is a free resource, not only for you, but feel free to share it with others who you think could apply the, which would be everybody, apply the truths that are found, in all kinds of areas. It's searchable and a great resource. And looking forward, Brian, anything coming up in Insights we should be watching for?
In a couple of weeks, we're going to post a recorded webinar with a student loan expert. So someone who coaches professionally student loans, student loan consulting. So that'll be a great recording and a great resource. So if you or maybe you have a child going through college and student loans are on your radar, there's been a lot of changes in that space in the last few years. So we're excited to have that content available. That'll be early September. We're hoping to have that posted.
And a reminder to our listeners, typically each month, we get a full hour with Brian. It's often the last Friday of the month. So in a couple of weeks, we'll welcome Brian into studio for a full hour, which is, I say that in advance so you know in a couple of weeks if you're going to be tuned in, have something to take notes, because there'll be plenty to take. Brian, with that, we appreciate your time, as always, for our Friday Financial Update from John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com, and don't forget the Insights tab. Have a great weekend with family, Brian, and we'll plan on doing this again next week.
I always look forward to it, Steve. You have a good weekend, too.
Likewise. And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.